KN4TFW.
Good morning, young man. And where are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. You running on time or what?
I am headed to the house.
Awesome. Just got finished.
Go home and get all prettied up and go see the cardiologist this morning.
Good news for you.
Because I spent 2 days in the hospital last week.
Well, that ain't nobody said.
So, went into AFib and it revved up to about 143 a minute. So, I had to stay in there overnight. And then I had to stay in the ER because I didn't have a room for me.
That's not good. And that, so, what happened? What did it hit you when you were on your route?
Opened up for about 3 or 4 days, and I finally said, all right, something's got to give. So I went, and that's what we found out. So I got to go to this specialist this morning and see what they're going to do.
It's posted. I know we've been missing you.
Posted, you heard anything from Mike?
I heard from him last week at all.
Called and told him about me being in the hospital. Him and Miss Shelley sort of under the weather.
Good, I hate to hear that. They don't have that COVID, do they? Had a mild case of it. I know it's going around bad. I think the upstate's probably the worst in the country right now.
College kids don't know how to behave yourself and do what needs to be done.
Probably got that right. They just don't have all their learning done yet.
I guess they just got to learn the hard way. Just like me and you did back when we were teenagers.
Right on that one. This weekend I replaced all the exhaust fans in all the restrooms and that. Added a couple of lights. Nothing really major.
Can't keep you busy.
It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I thought, you know, I'd have to get up there in the attic and work on it. But they all just pop out. You know, you pop it out, and then on two of them, I just found a whole assembly and just popped it in, and I was done. And they make a new, take the grill off, and then they have a grill with a light in it that just plugs in where the motor plugs in. And so I added a couple of lights and that, so it wasn't too bad. And the master bath, I just bought a new motor and replaced it.
Gave up putting the exhaust fan system in my kitchen.
You had an exhaust fan. Mine's just got one of those. It's a little vent, but it mostly just sucks up the grease and puts it into a little filter, and then it doesn't filter it to the outside.
AP for ID. I never did put one in my house when we built the log cabin. I could kick my butt 10 times over for that.
I know them afterthoughts that get you every time, KN4TFW.
Maybe next time I'll turn around and look backwards and maybe I won't have any afterthoughts and say, oh, I already seen that.
Yeah, I hear you on that one.
Fun thing about getting done a little bit early, after I get all fixed up, I'll be able to sit down and play with HF a little bit before I have to go.
Yeah, so you're going to get your 2-meter rig set up in the house?
I'm contemplating. I've got two-meter rigs just sitting there. And I'm going to try and get it squared away. I'm sort of anxious to see what's supposed to happen. End of this month, they're supposed to change our delivery schedule, and we're supposed to get them earlier than what we did this morning.
For are you? And that you might be asleep by the time we're headed to work by then.
Figure if they do what they say they're going to do, I'm just rough guessing. I'll probably be home about 4:30 every morning.
Change.
About going, being asleep. I sat down in front of the radio yesterday and went sound asleep.
Must not have been too much on. You must have had your headphones on and it got all quiet.
Get quiet there for a while. What woke me up was when I started doing the Tennessee phone net.
I need to get back on HF, but we got a guest staying in that room right now, and she needs a place to stay for about a month, so we let her stay there.
Well, I understand that. So when you can help, you need to help.
For an apartment for her and the kids, and the kids are staying with their dad, but, you know, a couple of them are older, so it ain't a big catastrophe, but, man, apartments around here are expensive.
Over this way, you have a heart attack.
That's probably twice my house payment, I'm sure.
Let's put it this way. If you rent a whole apartment and you do it like the students are paying, because they're renting nothing but the bedroom, and they're paying $1,200 a month per bedroom.
Rip off.
Got it. So that one apartment brings the owner, $4,600 a month?
Making some money.
Poor parents are working their rear ends off to send the kids to school, and then you got people out there doing that, scamming the kids and taking their money.
It's three doors down from me, only rent $1,200, and I think it's a 3 or 4 bedroom. Pretty good sized lot.
There lately, from what I can gather, you ain't gonna get no apartment no cheaper than that.
So either. They're just getting ridiculous. I think she's looking for a 3 or 4 bedroom. Man, that's got to be bumping $2,000 probably. I don't know how anybody could afford it.
Either. Best thing for her to do is if she can rent a house until she can get situated and buy something.
Her and her husband, they broke up, I don't know, maybe about a year ago or something. So she's was staying with relatives, and that she just don't have a ton of work history to be able to buy something, so she's got to get that under her belt first.
Understand that. Well, I hate to cut it short, but I need to get in there and start getting ready and stuff, but hopefully I'll catch you in the morning. So you have a good day. Be careful going in, and I'll keep you posted on what I find out. So KM4, NAP, sending 73s your way.
73s, and we'll hope for the best for you, that the doctor has some good news for you and ain't nothing real serious, and look forward to probably catching you in the morning. Have a good day. KN4 GFW.